Today is a big day, guys. Do you know what today is?
What?
It's a very big day. It's National Hot Dog Day!
Yay!
Now, Alex is
I love wieners in my mouth.
I heard about that, actually, but nowhere
it's
else.
It's true. Hebrew National only. That's the only wiener I want
in
my mouth.
Why does that have to be Hebrew National?
Hebrew National is the number one best, most juiciest wiener that you could ever put inside your mouth hole, and I am the authority on wieners. So,
well, I mean, I like my fair share of wieners and stuff and sausages,
sure.
But like,
Who doesn't?
What's wrong with like a ballpark? Because that thing plumps up. That's a big wiener when it's done.
I'm just telling you, if you have a grill out or a cookout, or you're going to cook out tonight,
yeah,
you need to go to the store, buy Hebrew National hot dogs. This is not an endorsement plug. This is literally me telling you it will change your freaking life.
Do we have Kogel's here? I know when I grew up in Michigan, their slogan used to be, serve the curve.
What?
Serve the curve?
What is that?
I don't know.
A curved wiener?
Is that the name of a
Google
wiener?
Right now as I'm talking on
your...
I don't think
females like the curved wieners.
Well, I don't know. I think, a wiener's a wiener. Alex,
this
Google
computer,
Kogel's real quick. Yeah.
Oh, it doesn't let me Google curved wieners on this computer.
No, that was their slogan, serve
How
the curve.
How do you spell it? Oh, God, I'm asking the wrong person.
You can shut up. K-O-L-E-G-E-L-S or something like that. Just start doing it. Google's great because it fixes your stuff when you spell it wrong. Did you find it?
I'm trying.
Checking it out.
Kogel.
Yeah.
Kogel. Hot dogs.
Kogel.
Serve the curve.
What the heck? Nobody, I don't know how to spell it, so.
This one does say serve the curve, and it's got a gangsta lean.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Oh, here it is.
It's a delicious wiener. You would enjoy it for National Hot Dog Day. All right, now that's all well and fun, and the thing Alex is cracking up about earlier, you can see it, Radio Now 100.9. Make sure you follow us on Snapchat.
Radio Now 1009.
Sorry, I had a little bit too much energy this morning. If you go check it out, you can actually see the... like Snapchat dancing hot dog, and Alex cannot get over that. So you can go see that.
Guys, when I tell you that I have been dying laughing, I have been laughing hard AF at these freaking memes about this dancing hot dog on Snapchat. It is my absolute favorite filter of all time. I never want them to get rid of him. If they ever do, I will genuinely cry tears, and I just can't even begin to tell you how freaking funny these tweets, and like there's a whole movement of people being obsessed with the Snapchat hot dog online, and it is everything to me. I saw a girlfriend of mine, she works at a coffee shop, and she posted on Snapchat, it's a picture of the door of her coffee shop and the little hot dog man, like he just walked in the door, and she wrote, "We don't want your business here."
Oh, so they discriminate there.
And
okay.
And then somebody else tweeted, "Good morning to everyone, especially the hot dog on Snapchat."
If you don't know what we're talking about, Radio Now 1009, you can go check that out on Snapchat and follow us. All right, here's the big thing though. For National Hot Dog Day, and this is stupid, I've never actually debated on air about this, but I've heard people talk about it. Have you guys ever heard this, the saying that some people think that a hot dog is actually a sandwich?
If you think this, you're probably a terrorist. let's call up ISIS. I bet if we call them and say, "Hey, do you think a hot dog is a sandwich?" they would say, "Yes."
So then you're saying, Alex, if I'm getting your stuff right now correct, you don't think that a hot dog is a sandwich?
Absolutely not.
What constitute, in your opinion, what makes an actual sandwich? What is a sandwich to you? You say, this is a sandwich. What makes it?
It's like, it's two pieces of bread with meat or some kind of like peanut butter jelly in between. But the difference between that, like a hot dog bun is like connected. You know what I mean? Like
so
sandwich
is a Subway
bread, is it?
Sandwich.
No, they're not connected.
Yeah, they
oh,
are.
Shoot.
Yeah, they slice
they
it, but it's
crease.
Still connected. Yeah.
Oh, no.
I mean,
I'm shooketh.
And you hold...
I feel like the X-Files is playing
like
aliens.
Hello.
Mysteries. Help. Wait, what does constitute a sandwich? Because now my own what is negated. My own like fear or proof. I don't know what I'm trying to
say. I thought the same thing. I was like, it's connected. And I was like, oh.
Wait a
Hold
minute.
On. The Subway sandwich is connected, and it's a sandwich.
Crap, Subway, and your delicious sandwiches.
Or does Subway serve a bunch of hot dogs?
Oh, no.
Whoa!
What the heck is going on?
And the whole time, they should have been called hot dog, eat fresh.
Somebody just tweeted us, hot dogs cause butt cancer. Processed meats increase colorectal cancer risk.
Yeah, that's a real thing.
But
Thanks, Food Nazi. I know that. And I know hot dogs are all Debbie a bunch Downer. Of just leftover pieces of stuff like in a piece of casing. I don't care. Hot dogs are delicious, and I'm going to have about five today after the show.
Guys, what does constitute a sandwich? Now I'm freaked out. I'm like scared.
That's what I'm saying. I think it's stupid if you say a hot dog is a sandwich.
My whole life is a lie.
But you think of it, I think of a sandwich, for example, like maybe I want like a turkey sandwich. Well, I get my bread, I get my mustard, I get my turkey, I get my lettuce, and I kind of stack them all together on the bread. Well, that's what you do with a hot dog. You have the bun, and then you put the hot dog in there, or the bratwurst, whatever. Then you put on the mustard, the ketchup, the relish, the onions, the sauerkraut, whatever you might have on there.
Besides retweeting is R. Kelly leading a cult tweet on Twitter at Joan Alex Show, the second most important thing that you need to do today is pick up the phone, call us, and help us understand. Is a hot dog a sandwich, yes or no? And if it is or isn't, what constitutes a sandwich then? Because if everything we know is a lie, what is going on?
Calm down. It's okay.
I can't see my hand in front of my face.
Alex, MYK, help her out, please. Get her some water.
Her.
All right.
317-239-1009.
I want to take a few calls, and I want to know, is a hot dog a sandwich? Can we explain this? You can also go to our Twitter. Alex has put up the best thing ever. Joe and Alex Show. We will talk about hot dogs and wieners and everything involving you.
We need to call the president. President Trump, is a hot dog a sandwich? This is a national crisis.
Oh, the president's there? Okay, yes, I'm about to talk about wieners. We'll talk to you next on the Joe and Alex Show.
You know I've been taking some time and I've been keeping to myself. I had my eyes upon the prize, ain't watching anybody else. But your love, it hit me hard, girl. Yeah, you're bad for my health. I love the cards that I've been dealt. Do you feel the same as well? You know I used to be in 1D, now I'm free. People want me for one thing, that's not me. I'm not changing the way that I used to be. I just wanna have fun and get rowdy. One Coke and Bacardi, sipping lightly. When I walk inside the party, girls on me. F1 type Ferrari, 6 kiss feet. Girl, I love it when you're